96 degrees in Nashville. Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 3:04. A former social worker at TriStar Centennial Medical Center has been arrested for the alleged rape and sexual battery of two patients. The Tennessean reports 54-year-old Robert Bailey worked at the hospital from 2022 until mid-2025. The Tennessee Bureau of Investigation began its probe into Bailey in June last year, and last month a grand jury indicted him. He was arrested Tuesday in Florida and will be extradited to Tennessee. The TBI believes other patients may have been victimized and asks anyone with additional information to come forward. Prosecutors say that an Ohio woman accused in the fatal shooting of a West Tennessee sheriff's deputy could face the death penalty after being indicted earlier this week. Derek Operly with member station WKMS reports.
Christy Dawn Cunningham is charged in the deadly January shooting of Weakley County Sheriff's Deputy Derek Bonham. While responding to a report of shots fired near the University of Tennessee at Martin, Bonham approached a car matching descriptions in the call. When the driver, who the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation later identified as Cunningham, opened her door, authorities say she shot Bonham and fired at him again after he fell to the ground. Cunningham was indicted by a Weakley County grand jury Tuesday. Prosecutors also filed a notice of intent to seek the death penalty in the case. I'm Derek Operly in Murray, Kentucky.
The Ajax Turner Senior Center reopened earlier this month after a legal battle between residents and the city of Clarksville. And the anticipated adult day center is back. The 50-plus center closed in mid-June after Clarksville city leaders tried to take over and have it run by the city's Parks and Recreation Department. A Montgomery County judge ruled against the city, saying it was illegal for officials to try to take over the center. Ajax Turner has set up a GoFundMe page and a $35 a year membership fee to cover general operating expenses and maintain its independence. You are listening to 90.3 WPLN News.